Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So President Ramaphosa delivered apparently a major address to the nation. Didn't feel so major to me. But in it, he responded to the pushback. He rejected criticism from foreign powers. He defended South Africa. And he made it clear his dissatisfaction with those who were spreading misinformation or disinformation. We wanted to speak to Khumelo Zaba, who is a commentator, just to try and understand some of what was going on here. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. In your view, how important was this address from Ramaphosa to the nation?
Good morning, and thank you very much for having me. Well, I think that what I gathered from President Ramaphosa's address to the nation is that he seems to be someone that is trying to stamp his authority as president of South Africa. You would remember that for the longest of time, Cyril Ramaphosa has been critiqued for his irresponsiveness to certain issues domestically and as someone that, for lack of a better term, is not decisive. But of late, we have seen a different Cyril Ramaphosa, one that is authoritative and one that wants to stamp his authority in regards to certain issues. So I think yesterday was just a culmination, or rather a corroboration, of everything that I've just mentioned now. You would even remember that previously, or let me just say last week during the G20 summit, he's someone that refused to hand over to a junior delegate of the United States, which is again something that went to go and show how serious President Ramaphosa is and how much he takes our sovereignty as a country. So I think that all of this just goes to show that South Africa is standing up to the US and is not allowing anything to deter it. I think this was just an extension of how, or rather a perpetuation of how South Africa standing up to the United States, because a lot of the things that he even alluded to was how much other countries were cooperative. So you could try, you could actually get
He juxtaposed one against the other.
He's trying to juxtapose all these other countries with the US and also trying to get a painted picture of how multilateralism is successful and how we don't always need the US to get things to succeed.
That said, he blamed certain groups and people, without mentioning any names, but he blamed people for South Africa's poor relationship with the U.S. Now, whereas this campaign might well have done some damage, it seemed a little disingenuous to me that there was no responsibility taken at all on the side of the ANC or government, who has misstepped quite significantly during the course of this relationship.
Well, if we're really being honest, I think that, and it's something that I always say, a statement that I hold, that Cyril Ramaphosa, insofar as his posture geopolitically and how he has navigated his geopolitical relations, he's actually done quite commendably well, as opposed to how he has been domestically, because some people will actually argue and say that domestically things aren't going really well, but on a geopolitical scale, you will find that he's doing commendably well. You look at the ICJ case, you look at how he has not really bent over the US in terms of how the US is so used to maintaining its hegemonic position, yet he's someone that actually remained calm and also navigated a way that suits South Africa. So I think that, honestly speaking, if you remember how this whole tension started, it started over by false narratives that were being peddled by certain groups such as AfriForum, which said that there was a white genocide just happening in South Africa, which we all know is not true, for that matter. And also you would remember that there were even some interest groups, for that matter, that were also trying to corroborate what Afriforum was saying, not knowing the harm this would cause in the long run. So we are here now, and I just believe that this, certain groups like Afriforum who did not want to, who did not actually realize what could happen now, are actually now in the dark trying to hibernate and not taking accountability for some of these things, because we must remember that, and what's underscoring the current tension between South Africa and the United States, among other things, is the ICJ case, because you must remember that Israel is a strong ally of the, US. United States. So that is among the other things that are underpinning these tensions. And what happened, that I, what I firmly believe is that the US is using the whole issue of Afriforum saying that there's a genocide here as a scapegoat of something that is far more larger than what we see.
Very, very interesting. We do need to leave it there. I'd love your thoughts, your reaction, 061-895-1019. What did you make of President Ramaphosa's address last night to the nation?